I'm Chris Hine with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW. And one of the wonderfully less rare concert options these days is world music, and this week sees several offerings. The group Euphorchestra describes their sound as Afro-Caribbean barnyard funk, a nod to the Afrobeat and reggae influences at the center of their sound, their solid groove, and their Iowa corn-fed roots. Now based in Colorado, the band has three albums to its credit, including a recent one called Soup. They also continue their rugged road schedule, which will bring them to Crosstown Station in Kansas City Thursday. Thursday also sees the first of four dates in the second annual International Festival of Spanish and Latin American Music, featuring a collection of professional and student vocalists, pianists, and guitarists at four locations around Lawrence and Kansas City. The festival begins Thursday at the Truman Forum Auditorium and continues through July 2nd. International influences have long been a part of the music of jazz saxophonist Dave Pietro. After working in several big bands, including those headed by Maria Schneider and Toshiko Akiyoshi, he emerged as a creative and inventive leader, with albums incorporating Brazilian and Indian influences, and in the CD Standard Wonder, inventive new approaches to the songs of Stevie Wonder. Pietro is at the Blue Room in Kansas City Saturday. The Crescent City migrates north for several shows this week as well. Popular New Orleans alt-rock band The Subdudes play Thursday at the Sedgwick County Zoo and Friday at Knuckleheads, where they team up with another quirky New Orleans roots rock outfit, The Iguanas. And one of that city's most inventive and best-known contemporary brass bands, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, are on a bill with Florida-based contemporary blues and southern alt-rock group J.J. Gray and Mofro. Finally, post-punk rocker, former Black Flag lead singer, DJ, VJ, and general rabble-rouser Henry Rollins compares his current spoken word tour to being licked by a cat for 4 hours. Find out what else he has to say when he talks with Jed Bodwin Friday on Morning Edition in advance of his appearance Sunday at the Cotillion and June 30th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. More on these and other shows you'll find on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.